PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 75 degrees for the high today. Breezy brought up, I think we touched on it earlier this morning or even yesterday, that, I mean, we know that you've been going through a huge transformation. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of life changes. Typically, when anybody does what you've done, they feel one way and one way only.
Right.
Ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that hasn't been the case right now for you in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Why?
So for those of you who may have missed it, or maybe you don't follow me on social, so you don't like actually see what I look like, but I, over the course of the last 10 to 12 months, have been undergoing a pretty significant weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I can officially say I'm down 70 pounds, which is amazing.
70?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So that's cool.
I will tip my hat to you on that.
That's... And, you know, I've been working my ass off. I've been doing all of the things. I've been staying consistent and just, you know, the results have followed, which is great. And all of that is so good. And I've wanted this for a really long time. And I've been very open and honest ever since I got on this show about my struggles with my weight and my eating disorders and all of the things that come with that. And this has been, honestly, like my dream and my ultimate goal to not be skinny per se. That's not ever the goal. It's just to be healthy and to feel confident in your own skin. And don't get me wrong, I've always been a very confident person, whether I was 100 pounds heavier or 50 pounds lighter.
We know that.
But it's just, it hits different when, you know, your body actually matches what you feel about yourself. So it's been really great. And everyone has been very supportive. And I've been, you know, giving myself grace through this journey. And I feel honestly like I can't really complain or talk about this because all of these good things are happening.
Right.
Like, it is a good thing.
Sure.
But recently, over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks, I talked about like how I cleaned out my closet and how I got rid of a lot of clothes. And a lot of that was just seasonal, but a lot of it was also like none of these clothes fit me anymore. And then the clothes that I did keep, like they still don't really fit me, but like I need clothes.
Right.
And I wake up every morning and I'm like trying to find something to wear. And like, if you know anything about me, you know I'm a fashion girly through and through. I absolutely love dressing up and accessorizing and looking nice. And that's just what I love. And I'm in this in-between stage in my journey right now where, like, I'm not going to buy a whole new wardrobe because there's still more weight to come off.
Well,
so
how much more weight do you think you're going to lose?
Like 30.
So you want to altogether lose 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate goal.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I understand your frustration with this, but it's a problem that I think so many would love to have. And you
right.
love a good deal. So you're
yeah.
buying a majority of your clothes at like Marshall's, and you're going to, where else are you shopping? Target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're not having to spend a ton of money on clothes if you were to go like, you know, Guess. Where
right.
I don't even know what the mall has to offer anymore. You're buying all your clothes online.
Right.
And that makes it even more difficult because you can't try it on.
Which is the other thing. It's like, I don't want to order all these clothes and then like maybe they fit and I don't know. And I know it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would be envious. But also on the other side of the coin, I know there's a lot of people that are going through something similar right now where their clothes don't fit in the opposite direction.
100%.
And that's a whole nother can of worms and something that people deal with. And I've dealt with both things, you know? So I just want you to know, I think the overarching theme of what I'm trying to say is like, although these problems may seem like non-existent because there's so many positive things happening, there's still a back and forth push and pull with your brain of like, it's kind of a mind twist a little bit because you're not used to this body.
Well,
and you're seeing yourself in your old version of yourself's clothing. And it's just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Yeah, no, I guess I get that. I mean, listen, if I ever start coming into work consistently wearing sweatpants with the elastic band, then you know, I've gone off the rails here.
100%.
But I think that maybe, I don't know how many of you would love for you to call or text in right now if you've been in this situation where, yeah, everything great is, it's going well for you, but there's this one thing that's keeping you from 100% being able to really experience it in a joyful way.
And also, like, it kind of leads to a little bit of body dysmorphia a little bit as well, because it's something that I'm not ultra comfortable with or used to yet. So I'm like,
but when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, I mean, overall, are you happy? You must be. All the work you've put in?
I definitely am. And I'm really proud of myself. And I love the way I look and feel. It's more about a feel, right?
Sure.
But it'll feel a lot more like full circle moment when I have clothes to fit the body that I've worked so hard for.
Well look, here's what you need to really start thinking about is what's to come in the future.
Right.
And what you have to look forward to.
Right.
You got a lot of life changes coming up. A, you just lost 70 pounds. B, you're moving into your girlfriend's place in Fairport. You're totally different change of scenery in the next couple of months.
Right.
C, you're going to save a buttload of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the money you do save, yeah, you're going to put away for a house, but also you can make this experience of buying a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
A positive one.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is stuff that you can look forward to.
Uh-huh.
Because all the work that you've done is not for nothing. You
right.
have to find some excitement in this, because not everybody, they spend years and years and years trying to lose 20 pounds and they can't pull that off.
Right.
To do 70 and the amount of time you've done it in, I mean, you have no other choice, in my opinion, but to be super proud and excited
yeah.
about that. So the clothes thing, that's an easy fix though, Breeze.
Right. There's a lot of people weighing in that say, maybe you have a clothing exchange with some friends, have everyone bring some stuff that doesn't fit them great, and everyone can just swap. That way you're not spending a ton of money while also reduce reusing and recycling. This person says, go to Goodwill. You can get your next new set of clothes for cheap during that in-between phase. I've been there. Some clothes even still have the tags on them as well. I mean, you know I love...
Yeah, you love
If you know
Goodwill.
Anything about me, you know I love a good deal, so...
You can go to Plato's Closet, where I went. Here's a $120 pair of Express jeans for men with the tag still on. Oh, well, they're not in season, but we can give you $4. All right, I'll take it.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah. And I think it just is hard because I am such a fashion girly, so I do want to, like, look and feel the... I want to get back to my OOTDs, is what I really want to do.
You
I want to get back to my outfit of the days.
Oh, I forgot you were doing that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Can't do that in a bed sheet. I'll tell you that
no,
much.
No, you definitely can't. But honestly, Breeze, we're all very proud of you. So congratulations. Last time I checked in with you was 50 pounds.
I know.
Just pretty soon, you're going to be able to hang glide that Dorito and hula hoop that Cheerio.
Not me slipping through the floorboards.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Oh, the cocaine raid on a Tuesday. It's a classic. Shall we talk about it? We shall.
Okay.
Police in Fairport took two people into custody for illegal cocaine sales inside of a local fried chicken shop.
What?
Yeah. Let's get into it, shall we?
Where?
In Fairport. Officers say they executed a search warrant at the Cluck If You Buck restaurant around 6 p.m. last night on Tuesday.
The Cluck If You Buck, a chicken restaurant. This is like an episode of Breaking Bad. This is Los Polos Hermanos.
Yes, 100%. Police say that they were serving more than just chicken there at the Liffbridge Lane. Do you think it was like... They go up to the window to order, and they're like, yeah, I'll take the spicy fried chicken with a dime bag. Like, what are we doing here?
No, you never actually directly ask for it. They're secret names.
Oh.
Like, give me the extra crispy.
Mm-hmm. I'll have the spicy fried chicken with the snow drizzled on top. There's no word yet on the name of those suspects or what will happen for that business going forward. Police say there are no outstanding suspects, but... Could you imagine, like, you're taking your family out, your two kids and your husband for a nice fried chicken meal at Cluck If You Buck, and then all of a sudden, everyone's, like, running around, their jaws are just off the hinges, it's too much.
I've never heard of this place in Fairport. I've never heard of...
I have.
Who has been to Cluck If You Buck? Who's
not Cluck If You Buck.
Oh, my God. Oh, they got a beautiful...
It's literally right next to the cannery.
I see that. This beautiful patio setup.
Yeah. Well, not for much longer.
You know, they're ruining
You know what? I'm looking at it. It kind of looks like a spot that would do something like this, to be honest.
Really? You think so?
I do. I mean, look at those red picnic tables. Picnic tables have seen some white.
I'm looking at the wings, and I got to be honest with you. This is a location I think I'd like to try.
For more reason than one. All right, let's move on, shall we?
All right, the Cluck If You Buck in Fairport is in some hot water. No pun intended. Coming up on the show, on Monday night, my buddy went on a date. And I'll share with you why the girl he went out with got caught red-handed in a really terrible way.
Uh-oh.
She's an employee at Cluck If You Buck. But I am, honestly...
They're like, Stephanie?
I'm so interested to hear how many of you have been in a situation similar to the one my buddy's date caught herself in. And how did you end up handling it? I'll share the whole story with you coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at
it's PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? 75 for the high today. Alrighty, we'll take that. Talk about getting caught in a sticky situation. I got tea this morning, Breeze.
Please tell me everything.
And I don't know how many of you have been in a situation similar to this one. One of my boys was out on a date with a lovely young lady.
Okay,
and they were, you know, walking around the Park Ave area and found themselves in a smaller restaurant where their seating is pretty intimate. It's close to
one
another.
There's literally six tables.
Yeah. Well, he's a gentleman, so he allows her to pick her seat. And she's sitting in a booth where she has a view of the entire restaurant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his back is facing everyone behind him sitting at the bar. And while he's looking around the restaurant, he glances over and notices a guy at the bar who's looking over at the girl that he's with. Okay. So he looks at the girl and notices that she's looking at the guy. Now, the look on the guy's face was, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. How are you even walking? And he told me the look on the guy's face was just like pure shock. I'm like, well, what's happening? What happened? Neither of them are speaking to each other. They just kind of carry on, if you will. And the guy at the bar ends up getting up and leaving. So my friend looks at the girl and he says, what's up? You both know each other? And she almost gets offended, he says, and says, well, now we're asking each other personal questions?
Oh, she's pissed.
He goes, no, it just looked like you might know one another. That's all. Well.
Oh, okay.
About 10 minutes go by, and my buddy says it was obvious that holding this secret in was way too much for her. So she just unloaded at that point at the table and goes, okay, listen, I'm going to come clean. I was supposed to go out with him tonight, but I told him I was sick.
No.
She ended up getting caught with another guy,
no,
which was my buddy. And the dude at the bar saw her, was pissed, and then ended up walking out. And I said to my friend, I said,
that's
how did you
really bad?
How did you feel about that? Because he's a great dude. And, you know, he said, actually, I really enjoyed it considering she picked me to go out with. And especially with social media today and dating, it's so tough because if you're lying, you better not be posting.
Period. You can't. You literally can't. And even if people are like, well, just block them for the day or hide the story from them. No, because then if they're with someone who also has access to your story, they're like, wait, I didn't see that.
Right.
I wasn't privy to that.
Not to mention Rochester is a much smaller city than we all give it credit for.
You know,
the odds of running into somebody are pretty likely.
It is, but it isn't. Like, I've gone years with avoiding people I've never wanted to see again, and I've been successful at it.
I don't know how that's possible.
It's not that small. It's small, but it's not that small. So the chances of them running into each other were... That was a pretty unlikely thing. I mean, not to mention in the smallest restaurant in the city.
Has this ever happened to anyone where they lied about being under the weather and then they got busted? 585-252-9800 is the number. What is the best excuse you ended up using, let's say, to get out of work? It could be a date, but most of us have called in sick on the job.
Right.
You've done it multiple times.
Of course.
I've been here. Yeah. It's like, oh, Breezy's calling in sick.
Yeah. I've definitely faked a lot of, not sickness, injury.
Injuries.
Injury. So I was in a neck brace. I sent my boss a picture of me in a neck brace. I was like, I can't come in tonight unless you want me to serve tables with a neck brace.
She's like,
you're good, I guess.
So we had field day over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The whole company gets together. We eat, we drink, we play games, cornhole, what have you.
Right.
Breezy wanted nothing to do with it. So she shows up to work in a sling and on crutches because she twisted her ankle. How she ended up getting in a sling, I have no idea. It was so dramatic. But when no one was looking, she was running up the steps.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Running. The drama.
It was crazy.
But we got a couple texts coming in. First one is Ryan. What's up, Ryan? I used a twisted ankle as an excuse for a sick day many years ago, and I needed an authentic limp. So when I was at work, I put a decent-sized stone in my work boot that created a limp for the day. And then it gave me a real limp from walking on it all day. I love the commitment, man.
That's insane.
Lisa says, I called into work the other month and told them I was sick. I ended up going to Wegmans where I ran into my coworker who also called in sick.
Oh, my God. If you're going to do that, you need a plan.
Hannah, you ever call in sick? I know you have. You're so full of crap.
She goes, I never lie, which I see that for her. Yeah.
Well, you're only 21. Give it some time.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been beaten down yet, but it'll happen eventually. Not worried.
I told you it was Halloween. My job, I used to have at Dome Buick and GMC when I was 18. I so badly wanted to go to a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
they wouldn't
the filing
let me.
Cabinet.
The manager would not let me. And I was pissed. And they're like, you have a responsibility. You need to work. And my girlfriend, all my friends were at this party. And I was so upset that I had to work. So what did I do? I lay down on the floor, placed a filing cabinet on top of me, and acted like I passed out. And they came running down. They were going to call a paramedic. And were like, you should just go home. I was like, all right. Should I just finish up the job? He's like, no, get out of here.
You running.
I literally
running to the Halloween party.
Placed a filing cabinet on top of me. It was the most, I mean, that
which
was my.
Have, which could have gone very poorly.
Yeah, that was my low point. But, you know, you do these things at 18.
Tim says. That's called using your resources.
I'll never forget that. Tim says to the guy, Ryan, who just texted in about the fake limp, someone give that dude a medal for his commitment.
Yes, absolutely. I know, it's not so much sickness because can't get anything past our boss. Even when I am like deathly ill, like I had COVID, I was actually dying. Like I barely had a pulse. I was like, hey, like I'm really not doing well. He's like, feel better, period. I'm like, okay.
Usually I'm the one checking in. I hope you feel better.
No, literally. Moose is like, honestly, whatever you need, you just let me know. Daddy's got you. I'm like, Dange? He's like, K, period.
Yeah, feel better.
I'm hospitalized. No, it's the injury for sure.
Breezy,
I've never broken a bone, so for all the times I've called in, I'm like, I broke my ankle, everything's broken. Never broken a bone. So there's that.
Your contract negotiations coming up soon, isn't it?
No, fully.
98 PXY.